Michelin Center.
Today's Noon News is sponsored by E.T. Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 63 degrees at 12 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News, Your Voice, Your Vote. I'm Michelle Franzen. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump closed out their campaigns last night. Now it's voters' turns. The former president cast his ballot in West Palm Beach, Florida, saying he has no regrets. But ABC News contributor and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says some supporters are voicing concern.
I spoke to a person in the Trump campaign last night who said that their words exactly, we wanted to vomit the last 9 days. Because he completely got off message, and they're afraid he may have lost it in the last 9 days.
Voter turnout could be key, especially in swing states. ABC's Faith Abube is in Fulton County, Georgia.
According to the Secretary of State's office, is across the state, it's taking about 36 seconds for people to check in at polling locations. This is remarkable considering back in 2020, Georgia made national headlines, international headlines, because so many people were waiting in line for so long just to cast their ballots.
This is ABC News. North Korea continuing to stir up tensions in Asia.
North Korea has launched more missiles, this time short range, falling harmlessly into the Sea of Japan. Last week, they tested what they claimed was an ultimate ICBM capable of reaching the U.S. mainland. North Korea aligns with Russia and has sent troops to fight in Ukraine. Meanwhile, America's East Asian allies are in flux. Japan has new leadership, and regional partners like South Korea are weighing options amid the possibility of another Trump presidency. Anthony Trotter, ABC News, Tokyo.
It will soon be more difficult for kids to lie about their age on Instagram. Next year, Meta will launch a tool called Adult Classifier that uses AI to detect teens lying about their age. Those deemed under 18 will be switched to a restricted account. Buying a home is getting harder for younger people. According to the National Association of Realtors, the average age of a home buyer in the U.S. now 56. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, ET Foods, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's 63 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for cloudy and mild conditions with occasional showers. A brief thunderstorm is possible around midday with a high of 63. Tonight, a few showers early this evening, mostly cloudy and cooler, a low of 40. And tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 52. In Richland Center, it's 63 degrees and northeasterly winds at 9 miles per hour.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMC. Health.com.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices and more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920. With high-quality new and used agricultural and industrial equipment for sale. Simpson's Tractor has also been a trusted service center for the repair of tractors and other farm and industrial machinery.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good afternoon. It's 63 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Today, voters across the country will elect a new president. Voters will also be electing representatives to Congress and U.S. senators. In our listening area, voters will be choosing between incumbent Derek Van Orden or his challenger Rebecca Cook for Congress, and Senator Tammy Baldwin is being challenged by Eric Hovde. Around the state, there are a number of state Senate and Assembly races with the new legislative maps. As a result, voters in Richland County will be choosing a new state senator. Senator Joan Balwig was drawn into the district and faces a challenge from Sarah Kieski. Senator Howard Markline was drawn out of the Richland County District. In the Assembly, Richland County will now be represented by one representative. Current Representative Tony Kurtz, who has represented the city of Richland Center, is being challenged by Julia Henley. Two other Assembly representatives who also covered areas of Richland County, Travis Tranel and Todd Novak, were drawn out of the district. Voters will also be electing local county positions, such as county clerk, register of deeds, and county treasurer. There is one race in Richland County, and that is for register of deeds between Michelle Brown and Deb McCoy. Also on today's ballot, voters in 121 school districts will be asked yes or no on referendum questions. Districts are seeking a total of over $4.2 billion from local taxpayers to operations and operations and facility projects. Locally, the Ithaca School District is asking voters to approve an operational referendum in the amount of $1.3 million each year for its duration of 4 years. As its name implies, revenue received via an operational referendum is used to meet the cost associated with operating the district, which may include attract and retain qualified teachers, Chromebooks for one-to-one instruction, access points to provide a reliable internet connection school-wide, additional safety operations, and a school bus with the intention of returning to a biannual purchase rotation to minimize repair costs. In addition, the Baraboo School District is seeking $85.7 million. The Iowa Grant District is seeking $1.2 million. The Lafarge School District is seeking $900,000. The Wisconsin Dells District is seeking $4.5 million. And the Reedsburg District has two referendum questions totaling $30 million. With the many items on the ballot, you may wonder when results will be available. Megan Wolf is the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Here in the state of Wisconsin, you know, our process and our law is a little bit different than other states. Once the election officials start to canvass the absentee ballots, so once they start counting, tabulating votes, they have to continue. They're not able to adjourn and reconvene. And so all of that has to happen in one fell swoop. And so the election officials, you know, will continue counting votes until all of the votes have been counted accurately and with integrity, and of course, in the public eye.
With the tight margins seen in Wisconsin, there is a very real possibility that there will be a recount.
The state of Wisconsin, we typically see some pretty close margins. I believe of the last six presidential elections, four of those have been within the recount margin. The recount margin is 1% or less between the top two vote getters. So that's a very, very tight margin.
But Wolf says the WEC is prepared for the possibility of a recount.
They're making sure that all of the details are prepared for a potential recount so that our local election officials are ready to be able to staff a potential recount. They know how they do things like collect the cost of a potential recount. We know how we'll collect data from unofficial results to determine whether or not someone falls into the margin that qualifies for a recount. And so they're really looking to establish all of those fine points of how a recount would operate ahead of the election so that if we do find ourselves with a contest where there's a recount, that we're ready, we're prepared, that everybody knows exactly how it's going to proceed.
Polls are open and will remain opened until 8 tonight. Voters need to be in line by 8 in order to vote.
On Election Day, voters in Wisconsin have to be in line by 8 p.m. in order to vote. And so if somebody shows up at, you know, 8:01, they're not going to be able to get in line to vote. In most polling places, what they're going to do and the best practice is they're going to send one of their election inspectors out to mark the line at 8 o'clock. And so that shows that anybody that's in front of them was in line by 8 o'clock, but anybody that would like to join the line behind them is not going to be able to because they joined after 8 o'clock. But a voter that is in line by 8 o'clock on election night will be able to vote.
We will have election updates on WRCO 100.9 FM this evening. Scott Klug is an author, businessman, as well as a former politician and television reporter. From 1991 to 1999, he was a Republican member of the United States House of Representatives from Wisconsin, representing Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District. Klug did not run for re-election in 1998, and his term expired on January 3, 1999. Prior to serving in Congress, Klug was a television journalist for 14 years, serving as anchor and reporter for various stations in Seattle, Washington, Madison, Wisconsin, and Washington, D.C. Scott Klug currently serves as Director of Public Affairs for Foley & Lardner, a Wisconsin-based law firm, and represents clients in Washington and various state capitals. Scott Klug joined WRCO's Phil Nee on the morning show yesterday to discuss the 2024 election. Phil asked him about the group he is currently affiliated with and what their thoughts are on safe and secure elections in Wisconsin.
I think there's been a lot of claims around the country about election fraud, and I'm part of a bipartisan group in Wisconsin and all the other battleground states, essentially saying, you know, the system works pretty well. And so my sort of partners in crime are J.B. Van Hollen, who is a former Republican attorney general who's from Bayfield, Mandela Barnes, who ran for Democratic senator against Ron Johnson last election cycle, and then Mike Tate, who's the former Democratic chair of the state party. And I think the message we just want to deliver is that Wisconsin elections are safe and secure. A lot of the safeguards people want states to have, like voter ID, have been in place in Wisconsin for a long, long time. And I think it's important to send the message to people that their votes count, and we need everybody we can to get to the polls tomorrow.
Local election clerks have faced and will face unfair accusations, according to Klug, and that makes doing the job very difficult. So difficult, many have simply quit.
Well, you know, half of the election officials in the country have quit since 2020. And people, you know, I talked to folks in the podcast to do about the lost political middle, folks who were, you know, Democratic in Democratic cities and this very Republican state of Idaho, where people just got frustrated. And my mother-in-law worked for a million years as an election worker in Merrill, Wisconsin, just north of Wausau. You know, and it's there's no vast conspiracy going on, but people just got tired of the accusations. I talked to the guy who's the Secretary of State in Idaho, Phil McGrath, who's a Republican, and I said, "Is it easier because you're a Republican Secretary of State in a Republican state?" And he said, "No, not really." And he said, "I've got my frequent flyers. I mean, we've got folks coming to the office every other day asking questions about how the system works, how that piece of machinery works, how that software works." And he said, "Fine, I'm glad to be transparent. But there's, you know, think about trying to do your job while somebody's standing behind you over your shoulder, and it makes people nervous." And, you know, I just think of my mother-in-law in this case, who, you know, handed out ballots in the basement of a Lutheran church in central Wisconsin. And so I think this sort of sense of a grand conspiracy doesn't really hold water.
Wisconsin and Pennsylvania do not allow for the counting of early ballots until after the polls close, and this fact can cause confusion as numbers fluctuate greatly in a short period of time. Klug reminds us that does not mean there is fraud. It just means large numbers of votes, many from the same geographic region, are being counted at one time. The complete interview with Scott Klug can be heard at WRCO.com. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski was in Richland Center Monday afternoon stumping for Kamala Harris and the Democratic ticket. She looks forward to a promising future and a Democratic win.
I'm really optimistic. You know, I've been traveling the state heavily since June, over 9,000 miles. And what I get so encouraged about is the people who are first-time Democratic voters that are saying, "I have voted for Republicans my entire life, but I can't vote for whether it's a convicted felon that includes being, you know, liable for sexual assault," to what he's done to this country. I mean, the attack on democracy in January 6th, to, you know, Foxconn in our economy here in Wisconsin, and Kamala Harris is this level of hope, whether it's the work that she has done fighting for reproductive rights, to the economy here when she's talking about home ownership. All of that matters to voters, and I am really optimistic for the election tomorrow.
She says many are voting for a Democratic candidate for the first time.
I will just take an example. I talked to a couple from Crawford County in southwestern Wisconsin, and they, for the first time, were not just voting for Democrat at the top of the ticket with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. They were voting Democrat, and they were doing it the entire ticket because they are like, "I believe that the Republican Party that I grew up and was a part of is too extreme today." And we are seeing that, whether it is in Washington, D.C., and you see like January 6th, to not being able to even vote for the right to contraception act, to right here in Wisconsin and Madison, where they failed to remove an 1849 abortion ban. And so that level of extremism, I believe, in the conversations I've been having, we are seeing these first-time Democratic voters from the top of the ticket all the way down to the state legislative races.
Today is Election Day, and polls are open until 8. Tune in to WRCO FM 100.9 or WRCO.com for election updates tonight. Her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, campaigned in La Crosse Monday on behalf of Vice President Kamala Harris. Walz told a group of supporters that his campaign with Harris has been for an optimistic, hopeful, unified future going forward. Walz encouraged young people to vote and to urge others to do so. He was joined by his spouse, Gwen Walz, and Minnesota U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar. He also made stops in Wausau and Milwaukee. Republican vice presidential candidate Ohio Senator J.D. Vance also stopped in La Crosse. Election day will be stressful, but UW Health psychologist Shyla Mergane says if you're attending a watch party, it might be nice to be around like-minded people who can help support you. Mergane says you should also avoid doom-scrolling all day and take breaks from election coverage. Mergane says another way to help cope with the stress is to find something that brings you joy and will help you help distract you. Polls close at 8 tonight. You may still register to vote on Election Day in Wisconsin. You'll need a photo ID proving who you are. For most, that means a Wisconsin driver's license or ID card. If you don't have one, Wisconsin DMV offices are open until 6 this evening. Students may use student ID provided it has an expiration date. Other allowable IDs include passports and military and tribal ID cards. If your ID includes your correct current address, you're good to go. If not, you need something with that, like a lease, pay stub, bank or credit card statement, or utility bill. Find out more, including your polling place, at myvote.wi.gov. The Republican National Committee says it has filed a lawsuit against the city of Milwaukee. The RNC claims the Milwaukee Election Commission arbitrarily limited the number of observers allowed in some early in-person absentee voting locations to one from each political party and will again do so at the polls today. Election Commission Executive Director Paulina Gutierrez said observers may be subject to reasonable limitations under authority granted chief inspectors under state law, but the Republican Party was not denied presence of an observer during in-person absentee voting, and it won't be denied today. She said city attorneys will respond to any lawsuit. One thing that's not a top headline for this election is our national park system, but conservationists wish it got more attention. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The National Parks Action Fund scorecard tallies the voting records for U.S. House members on bills about park funding, endangered species, and oil and gas development in and around parks. In Wisconsin's delegation, all six Republican House members got failing grades on the scorecard, and the two Democrats got A's. Kristen Brangle with the National Parks Action Fund says they're not trying to pick on members of Congress, but they hope the scrutiny will help change some votes moving forward.
This is just part of our value system. Do we love these places? Do we want to take care of them? Do we want to make sure they have adequate park rangers in them? And this vote is just a direct way to tell whether or not your member of Congress cares about the future of our national parks.
Overall, Brangle says more House members got Fs than As because last year the House voted to cut funding for national parks by 13%.
More details have been released on a Dane County fatal crash. Names have not been released, but the Dane County Sheriff's Office said those killed were a 55-year-old man from the Dane County village of Belleville, a 55-year-old woman, and a 54-year-old man from Crandon in northeast Wisconsin, and a 48-year-old woman and a 48-year-old man from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. All five were killed when the 2016 Tesla Model S they were riding in left a road in the town of Verona, struck a tree, and burst into flames. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office will release the names. It's 63 degrees in Richland Center at 12:23. Enjoy a production of Grease School Edition this weekend. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Whenever you're in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time, and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Soup and chili fixins are ready. Cut up chicken, 85 cents a pound or 75 cents a pound by the case. S&W crushed tomatoes in high top tomato sauce, 29 and 28 ounce cans, $1.25 each. Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, 13.5 ounce box, $4 each. Garden of Eden blue and yellow corn chips, $3.75 each. Be sure to check out the cheese cooler. Shop ET Foods where your food dollar goes just a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 63 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:26. Grease is the word when the popular stage production of Grease School Edition is performed at the Richland Center High School this Friday through Sunday. The family-friendly musical is set in the 1950s at Rydell High. Grease focuses on the main characters, Danny, performed by Grayson Banker, and Sandy, portrayed by Madeline Muller. The supporting cast helps bring the story to life as well. One of the more well-known characters, Frenchie, is played by Cam Schultz.
She's very well known. She's kind of known as like the airhead and like the beauty school dropout. She just doesn't know what she wants to do. She doesn't have like a drive for anything. She just wants to sit there and look pretty almost. I wear a lot of pink because she's very like girly, like frilly, very feminine. A lot of blue. I feel like that kind of symbolizes maybe a bit of like her like not knowing what to do with her life almost. She kind of gets on with everybody, but she also kind of agrees with everybody on everything. Like she likes Sandy, but she also likes Rizzo, and Rizzo originally did not like Sandy. So she's kind of like, she's for everybody.
One of the more complex individuals in the production is Marty. Maddie Huber brings that character to life.
There's a lot to her, but her main role is to seek male attention. And so that's kind of what my whole character is based around. Boys, lots of boys. But she's also a girl's girl. In the beginning, she really backs up Rizzo a lot. Like, she's always with Frenchie and Rizzo. And then as Sandy comes in, I think throughout, I start to kind of support her more. And I think that kind of helps bring the whole group together. My main boyfriend is Sonny. That's played by Joe Abde. But I'm also engaged to a Marine somewhere across the sea. And I also flirt a lot with just like various people throughout.
Leah Chambers plays Jan, the fun-loving pigtailed girl who is the youngest of the rebellious girls group, the Pink Ladies.
She's just getting along with everybody. She loves her Pink Ladies. She's close-knit with them. She gets along with everyone. She's more shy around the guys, but I feel like that's more common for girls back in the 50s, wanting to be more closer with their friends than with the guys. But she's really funny. I love her so much. She's very outspoken when she's with her ladies, so I'm glad that I get to showcase that because I'm outspoken sometimes with my friends and things I believe in. But it's different having to play someone who's shyer around guys because I don't consider myself a shy person. It's just been really fun to do something new and experience something new and playing a part.
In the musical, one of the younger greasers is a character named Roger, played by Will Bailing.
He tries to follow along with Danny and Kaneki and tries to be there whenever they're there. And he's more of a comical character. His girlfriend is Jan, so that's great to play. And he's just a fun guy. His mooning that he does that I don't do. Other than that, he's basically me, which is really nice to do, but it's kind of challenging to change myself too.
The Richland School District Foundation's production of Grease School Edition will be performed Friday through Sunday in the Richland High School Auditorium. Friday and Saturday's performances will be at 7. Sunday's performance will be presented at 2. Tickets are $10 for adults and will be available at the door. Veterans Day is coming up soon on Monday, November 11th. While this day honors the sacrifices military members have made for our country, it also serves as a reminder of the ongoing struggles that current service members are facing. In Wisconsin, over 37% of service members find it difficult to cover expenses. According to recent Household Plus survey data, members of the armed services are experiencing financial strain at higher rates than the general U.S. population. Over 40% of service members report difficulty covering their usual household expenses, compared to 36.6% of all U.S. adults. While over 71% of U.S. adults stress about recent price increases, nearly 80% of military personnel share similar feelings. A key issue service members frequently raise is that their basic allowance for housing has not kept pace with the rapidly rising cost of housing. Wisconsin's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance and Tax Counseling for the Elderly programs are ramping up for the 2025 tax season, and they need volunteers. Whether you are a student, retiree, or anyone looking to serve your community, the VITA and TCE programs offer a unique opportunity to engage with and help people in a meaningful way where building valuable skills. The VITA and TCE programs offer free tax preparation services to qualifying Wisconsin taxpayers. There is need for help in several positions, including site coordinators, reception greeters, document intake, and income tax preparation. Accounting or finance experience is not necessary to volunteer. Those helping clients coordinating sites and providing tax preparation services will receive formal training, making this a good opportunity to learn about federal and state law, tax laws, and preparation process while serving the communities where they live and work. Anyone interested in giving their time to either the VITA or TCE programs during the tax season from January through April 2025 should complete the following steps before November 18th. Fill out a community volunteer information form on the Department of Revenue website and contact DOR's VITA TCE program coordinator, Juan Carlos Reyes, at juan.reyes@wisconsin.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions has announced the Governor's Council on Financial Literacy and Capability is accepting nominations for the 2024 Governor's Financial Literacy Awards through November 22nd. The awards recognize individuals and organizations for increasing financial literacy, capability, and inclusion among Wisconsin residents. Any person providing exceptional financial literacy education or capability and inclusion practices in an innovative manner, any organization or business promoting financial literacy education or capability and inclusion practices in an innovative manner through its initiatives, and any individuals, organizations, or businesses whose purpose and heritage are ingrained in sustained financial literacy, capability, and inclusion, and whose reputation is doing so is held in high regard, has to serve as a model for others in carrying on the work of supporting financial literacy and expanding opportunities and security through financial capability are all eligible for nomination. Nominations are to be submitted online at dfi.wi.gov/educational-services/personal-finance/form/governors-financial-literacy-awards-nomination-form on or before November 22nd. Today's winner in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle is Justin Griffin. It's 63 cloudy degrees in Richland Center, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change?
building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork, call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
It's 24 minutes before 1 o'clock and 63 degrees in Richland Center on this Tuesday afternoon, November 5th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Delight B. Totten, 95, of Richland Center, died Saturday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Delight Totten is survived by her daughter, Connie and Mark Dunn of Richland Center, a son, Bob and Sandy Totten of Nina, 6 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, sisters Dottie Pinkham and Janice Salmon, many nieces and nephews, and other relatives and friends. Delight B. Totten, 95, of Richland Center. John Andrew Surum, 92, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Sunday, November 17th at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military rites will be held at the Five Points Cemetery Sunday, November 17th at 4. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday, November 17th from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. John Surum is survived by his daughter, Paula and Kyle Menzel of Duluth, Minnesota, 4 grandchildren, a great-grandson, and many other relatives and friends. John Andrew Surum, 92, of Richland Center.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a Platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at WCCU.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union. Feel so right.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Attention valued patients. As 2025 approaches, you may start receiving notices about insurance updates and changes to Medicare Part D. We're your medication cost experts, and Center and Boscobel Pharmacies are here to help you. Schedule an appointment today with them to review your options and concerns. They will work with you, your doctor, and your care plan to ensure you've got the best coverage. Call today and set up your Medicare review with Center and Boscobel Pharmacies.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Clarence and Eileen Kunai, Ron and Cindy Deckert, and Ron and Sandra Anderson. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great election day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we're tracking a low-pressure system currently located right around the Wisconsin-Iowa border, moving northeast. Warm air out ahead of it. Temperatures were in the mid-60s. Places like Mineral Point up to Wisconsin Dells, but only in the 50s off to the north and west. And this low pressure will continue to cause some scattered showers and even isolated thunderstorms through late this afternoon, but they should gradually shift away this evening. And we dry out. High pressure builds in and should protect us for several days to come, giving us some pretty nice November weather tomorrow through Friday. Even now, early Saturday looks dry. A storm system projected to come in from the southern plains this weekend now looks a bit delayed. It may not reach us until late Saturday into Sunday with the next good chance of rain. Temperatures will be hovering several degrees above normal, and even next week is still a little bit on the milder side. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. Cloudy and mild with some intermittent rain showers. A brief thunderstorm also possible. Temperatures vary from the 50s in the north and west part of the region to the 60s south and east. Wind variable becoming southwest 5 to 15. Tonight maybe a shower early in the evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and cooler. Low near 40. West wind becoming northwest around 10. Tomorrow partly sunny with a high of 52. Northwest to north wind at 5 to 10. Thursday should be a nice November day with plenty of sunshine. Low at 34 with a high in the mid-50s. Friday should bring us sunny to partly cloudy skies. A nice day, low at 34, high 57. Saturday increasing clouds and breezy with some rain likely by late afternoon. Low in the mid-30s, high about 54. Sunday overcast with scattered showers diminishing later in the day. Low 42 with a high near 53. And Monday partly sunny and warmer than normal. Low 39 with a high of 56. Enjoy your afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 63 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 64, our low this morning was 51. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 63. The record high for this date set in 2020 was 74 degrees. The record low zero was set in 1951. Last year's high was 59 with a low of 30. Sunset tonight will be at 4:47 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:43. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 6 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.56. We have received 41 hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. Again, it is a cloudy 63 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson. is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A nostalgic look at barbed wire fencing today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
As a fan of old-time radio shows, I sometimes find clips related to agriculture. Back in the 1940s, United States Steel sponsored a show called Theater Guild on the Air. Well-known radio newsman George Hicks was the voice of U.S. Steel.
For many years, the cattle, horses, sheep, and hogs of this country had a fine time breaking through rail fences and old-fashioned wire fences or tearing their hides trying to get over fences made of stone.
U.S. Steel's answer? Barbed wire and woven wire fencing.
In America's rise to agricultural leadership, steel fencing has played a major role. Throughout the nation, more and better livestock, more and better crops, lower-priced beef, pork, and mutton have resulted from its use. Without it, we could never have done so well in feeding the largest army and navy in our history, nor had food left over for our allies in the starving and war-torn countries.
At the time, U.S. Steel was making a lot of steel fencing.
In 1946, the production of barbed and woven wire fencing amounted to 595,000 tons, or enough three-strand fence to go around the earth at the equator 24 times. And it's safe to say that agricultural America has probably never had any other item that represented more value, more utility, for such a low price.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Watching farm transitions, concerns about the price outlook, and the impact of a rapid dry down in soybeans. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Ag News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans aren't just new, they're revolutionary. With superior genetic Z-Series soybeans deliver yield potential like you've never seen. Your best year starts with Pioneer. An ag economist says downturns in the ag economy typically lead to an increase in farm transitions. Dr. David Cole tells Brownfield.
Given the economic cycle and this whole thing of transition management will accelerate because I'm hearing a number of the senior generation saying maybe it's time to move on and cash out.
He says the economic environment unfortunately lends itself to farm fragmentation.
But then the kids that aren't interested in the farm and the ranch, they want theirs and they want it now. What happens is the farm gets fragmented and oftentimes it's not of economic size to makes sense.
Cole says 21% of American farmers and ranchers have no next generation to pass on the farm. A Michigan farmer says optimism after early harvest season is being overshadowed by a grim price outlook. John Burke tells Brownfield he's concerned there won't be many opportunities to market this year's crop at a profit.
Right now, I'm at a loss, I guess, for pricing. It's just there's no good price opportunity out there for next year that I've seen. So at some point, I'm going to have to start figuring this out. Am I going to just bite the bullet and take what the market is, or do you sit back and hope for better markets?
He says sugar beet production was decent considering the dry conditions, and dry beans are one of his best crops ever. The rapid dry down of soybeans was a significant issue for many farmers in the upper Midwest during harvest. Nick Peterson farms near St. Cloud in central Minnesota.
It was really a struggle because the beans dried down so fast, but there were still areas of the field that really the plants hadn't died. Everyone I know was cutting green stems, first of all, and there was a mix of anywhere from 7, 8, 9, 10% moisture beans all the way up to 20% in the same field.
Peterson says the growing season was unique, starting with extremely wet conditions and ending very dry, with yields highly variable. The National Milk Producers Federation Environmental Stewardship Program for farms, processors, and dairy cooperatives have been updated. Nicole Ayosh is National Milk's Chief Sustainability Officer. She tells Brownfield Version 3 of the Farmers Assuring Responsible Management Environmental Stewardship program helps answer questions they've received from farmers over the past few years.
A lot of farms wanted to run what-if scenarios. What if we adopted this practice or this technology? What would that mean for my farm? And so what we had to do to help get those answers is actually turn to a new greenhouse gas model underneath the hood.
Ayosh hopes the changes will give farmers, cooperatives, and processors the right tools to reduce their carbon footprints and benefit from the growing carbon market opportunities. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
We invented short stature corn, then we perfected it. There's lots of talk these days about short stature corn. Stein started it all. For decades, we've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver incredible standability and top yields. Today, we offer one-of-a-kind hybrids derived from Stein's breeding program, one of the industry's largest. At Stein, we invented short stature corn, then we perfected it. Live your life your way with Stein. Learn more at steinseed.com.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
A slow start for direct cash cattle trade activity and cash hogs have no comparison at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade is off to its typically quiet start again. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established. Show lists are mixed, somewhat higher in Nebraska and Colorado, higher in Kansas, but somewhat lower in Texas. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. Boxed beef is mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.77 at $3.1868. Select is 44 cents lower at $2.8672. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers under 625 pounds sold from $10 lower to $2 higher. Heavier weights sold from $3 lower to $6 higher. Feeder heifers sold from steady to $8 lower. The USDA says supply and demand were both moderate. Feeder supply included 57% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 605 to 647 pounds, brought $263 to $282. Feeder steers, 751 to 794 pounds, brought $253.50 to $271. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 752 to 790 pounds, brought $232 to $240. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors appear to be a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts to start the day. The industry is monitoring closely the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Supplies are sufficient as processors are keeping that slaughter pace high. Demand remains paramount. There's strong demand for U.S. pork on the global market, and there's been some recent strength in domestic demand. Both are good news for prices. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of $77.75 to $85 and a weighted average of $82.39. The Iowa, Minnesota had no comparison, but a weighted average of $82.91. The Western Corn Belt had no comparison, but a weighted average of $82.91. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $63. And pork values are lower at midday, down $1.95 at $102.06. Bellies, loins, and butts were all sharply lower. Hams were lower, ribs and picnics were both higher. For the latest in market news, go to BrownfieldAgNews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
For top quality post-frame buildings, see Burnham Lumber Company of Rui. Burnham's has been constructing buildings in the tri-state area since 1954. That's 70 years of building experience. Machine sheds, cattle sheds, freestall, an amp, parlor setups, garages, insulated shops, storage and commercial buildings, residential shouses, and much more. All built to your exact needs. Call 943-6323 today to schedule your construction project. Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, recognized by the NFBA and the FBA as an accredited post-frame builder.
Soybeans and cattle are mixed. Corn's higher, hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brown Field Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed, mostly modestly higher, monitoring the late U.S. harvest, expecting delays in parts of the Midwest and Plains. The trade's also watching planting and development conditions in South America, which look mostly favorable. January beans are up 3.75 at 10.01. March is 2.25 higher at 10.14. December soybean meal's 40 cents lower at 2.99.20. December soybean oil's down 65 points at 44.91. Corn's up today. 91% of the crops harvested, with rain delays in the forecast for some areas over the next few days. Unknown destinations did buy 124,000 tons of U.S. corn this morning, the third business day in a row with an announced sale. December corn's up 2.25 at 4.18 3/4. March is 2 higher at 4.32. And wheat's up. The USDA's winter wheat condition rating improved but remains below a year ago. The recent rain should boost that condition rating along with the pace of emergence. December Chicago's up 2.5 at 5.71 1/4. December Kansas City's 4.5 higher at 5.75 1/2. December Minneapolis is up 4.5 at 6.09 1/2. Live cattle are higher and feeders are mixed out of this week's direct business. Box beef's mixed at midday with choice up and select down. December live's 5 higher at 185.12 and February's up 22 at 186.15. January feeders are 20 higher at 242.62. March is up 12 at 240.37. And hogs are down on overbought signals in the lower midday move in pork. December lean's $1.52 lower at 81.70 and February's down 75 at 84.57. The U.S. dollar is down. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up. John Perkins, Brownfield.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Potatoes are vegetables, and a good one at that. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. In its recommendations, the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee is encouraging Americans to eat fewer starchy vegetables. That includes potatoes. Kim Quarles with the National Potato Council says that's not a very good idea.
This dietary guidelines panel, even though Americans don't eat enough vegetables, they're suggesting reducing consumption of vegetables under this new plan, specifically starchy vegetables, of which potatoes are the most consumed constituent.
He tells Brownfield the Dietary Guidelines Committee should be encouraging more consumption of vegetables, not less.
The potato, in its natural form, is an incredibly nutritious vegetable. There are a variety of different ways to prepare that will not only encourage the consumption of that commodity, but also a number of other vegetables that are kind of surrounding it on the plate. So in that way, it's kind of a springboard to better consumption of vegetables overall.
Potatoes are a good source of vitamin C, and when eaten with the skin on, they're also a good source of potassium. And it doesn't stop there. Potatoes are high in fiber and B6 and contain no cholesterol, which can help reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brown.
Hello, this is Chase Huston with Timsuck Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a good sale. Large squares topped at $225 a ton and large rounds topped at $135 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. UTVs, mowers, truck, tools, household, and much, much more. Online only auction ending November 13th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call. 608-723-4020. We have buyers, or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Huston. Have a great day.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO-FM.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News, your voice, your vote. I'm Michelle Franzen. Candidates Kamala Harris and Donald Trump off the trail today. The former president voted in Florida. His running mate, J.D. Vance, cast his ballot in his home state of Ohio and sounded optimistic.